Another setback for President Biden's student loan relief plan. The federal appeals court has rejected the White House bid to restore the program. Get details, including what's likely to happen next, from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
The decision came out of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The three-judge panel, consisting of two Republican appointees and one Democrat appointee, did not reverse a Texas judge's decision that blocked the debt relief plan. This is CBS News legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The 5th Circuit has held that, in fact, it's an illegal program. Now, this case is sure to make its way to the Supreme Court because, in very short order, there's going to be a need to resolve this issue.
There's another suit as well that 6 GOP-run states filed, so the Biden administration is really trying to play legal whack-a-mole here. With all that happening, the government is no longer accepting applications for the program that would wipe out up to $20,000 of a borrower's debt. The Education Department says 26 million people applied and 16 million were approved. Now, the president did go back to the one tool he's been using. He extended the loan payment freeze through the end of June next year. If that didn't happen, borrowers would have to start paying again next month. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.